which is, it's like to be continued.
Yeah, yeah.
Most same interesting place, part.
Same time, same station. Tune in next week for.
So Jonathan was saying that he's actually by cutting the kings, he's actually right because he's following the duty for Kshatriya.
Meaning that he's defeated another, now he keeps them as slaves, but it's just what kind of slave. His definition of slave is a bit of a problem.
But why doesn't it come up in the book? It's like a doubt there. It's a doubt.
Because it's Krishna's already spoken the truth. So he's just saying what is his position or why he's doing it. Who? Class on Sundays.
Okay,
don't worry.
Should I get it?
No.
Maharaj, that plank, we even used it to transfer the samadhi.
Oh, okay.
We put
okay.
it from the one end on the truck, one end on the stairs, and we just drag everything, slide it, even the big boxes, everything would hold.
It's a good truck. Good piece of wood. They say that'll last like 50 years, that bridge, just as it is. But if you treat it nicely and always oil it, then it can last longer. You know, just exposed without nothing, it can last 40, 50 years. So it seems to be very good wood. It's solid, you know, for strength. Because he'll take him basically as an equal, but a junior equal.
But he said that if I die, I'd rather die claiming my superior.
No, he says it's better to die at the hands of a superior. He may have been saying that to Bhima. But Bhima, it's better he dies at the hands. Arjuna, he's a bowman. So he doesn't have the strength of $10,000, so it won't even be a match. So that would be considered unfair. And Krishna, he's too tricky. So it's just like, you know, he's a kshatriya, he wants things straightforward. Krishna's not. He's a cowherd boy, then he's in a city like that, then he goes and hides in the ocean, and he does all these different things. So, like that. So he decided not. I think this is Krishna's arrangement, that is, Dimbaka and...
So he knew who they were, he heard about them, right?
Who?
Jarasandha, he knew Krishna.
Yeah, well, Krishna's already killed Kamsa, and therefore it was Jarasandha's daughters were the wives of Kamsa, so that's why he attacked Mathura already 18 times and was defeated by Krishna, so he knows who Krishna is. You know, he knows it very well. But he let him go every time, Krishna, because he wanted to collect more army and come back, you know. And so 18 times he came with a huge army and destroyed them all. So I think he came with an Akshahini every time. So that's 18 Akshahinis there, the same amount that were killed at Kurukshetra, you know. So, you know, that's already, the preliminaries are already done.
Maharaj, the yellow pigment from a cow, this is what they call
Gorachana.
What is it exactly? We hear about it.
I've heard two things. Some say it's in the head, and maybe two kinds. That when it rains at a certain time and a certain nakshatra, then I think it's there, unless that's a pearl, one or the other, something said. I've heard that the normal way is they take cow urine and then they put it in the pan and dry it. Right? And then the water will evaporate, so there's a yellow dust that's left, that's Gorachana. So it's very purifying.
But there's another, it says when the rain falls on the head of a cow on a certain...
I can't remember if that's Gorachana or if that will mean a pearl. But I know it's like that with the elephant. Elephants can grow pearls in their heads. So those are considered very rare. More than ocean pearls. More than Basra pearls.
Don't see those.
They're around, but I mean, you won't see them. I'm sure they're not out in the market. The people that have them probably value them. Because the other ones, they come and go because they're there. But those are very rare. Yeah. Means it's like this. We can't really teach him much. Whatever he picks up by association, and nice. He's in a nice environment. He'll pick things up. But we can't teach him English. We can't teach him math, this, that. He sits in the class. What he picks up on his own,
Also, her sister was, his sister was like this.
Yeah, but then
but after they changed completely.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the beginning, also then.
That shyness we understand, but this isn't shyness. Shyness means you're always shy and don't want to talk. But this is, as soon as class is over, he runs around, yells, screams, laughs. He has a good time. He's happy. But the problem is somehow it's an identity now. I don't talk. You know, so who knows what it is? You know, kids can do funny things. So you know, it's a benefit as far as someone who does Mauna-Vrata. They will get the power of speech very strong. Like you see, when he goes home, he talks, you know, probably more than his mother, you know, like that. So, but it somehow or another, you can encourage him that even if he doesn't talk for anything else, at least talk when he's talked to by his, you know, by the teachers or by, you know, someone, you know, someone serving Prashad, you know, can I get you anything? You know, say this or that, or say no, you know, like that. But this element of he just won't answer. How are you supposed to deal like that? Because especially English, how do we know if he can read unless he speaks? So the English teacher has the most problem. Math is pretty straightforward, but still you're not quite sure if he has any questions or that. Otherwise you just give him the work, he does it, and that's it. You know, that's all you can do.
Because when we came in, we had both from another language, never talked with anybody, nor my children. The first time they changed, you know.
Slowly. So many kids are like that. We had kids here, it's rare that anybody comes here, English is their language. You know, most of them it's something else, you know, like that. But, you know, within some weeks they start picking up a few words, and, you know, they can figure out, you know, rice, sweets, you know, like that. You know, they figure out the important words, you know, they have their priorities. And with time. So the main point is just so we can teach him, he needs to at least cooperate in that. He wants to not talk the rest of the time, that's up to him, but what's the problem? Because they're all here, they're all his friends, you know, he runs around and plays with them, so if he can play and laugh with them, why can't he talk to them? I can understand he sits in the corner and stays out of the way and is very shy all the time. Then I won't say anything. I have nothing to say then. Because the sisters were like that. But now they'll talk. If you ask them something, they'll talk. They won't sit there and talk any. Yeah, so that's why I didn't worry about it. When they came, I didn't worry about it. They'll talk for time. Then the girls started talking. Okay, then maybe he'll start talking. And then, you know, they've been talking for 5 months and he still's not talking. You know? And then people he would talk to, we stop talking to. You know, but they tell me when he's over in the park at the temple, he talks to all kinds of people. You know? Like that. He just doesn't talk now to the people here. You know, so. That's the only thing. It's just, the main point is how do you teach him? That's the problem. You know, he doesn't want to talk, you know, and so therefore, you know, he doesn't get anything to eat. Hey, you know, that's not my problem, you know, that's his, you know, but...
What do you suggest?
Just explain to him the importance of it. You know, in other words, through knowledge, that's how you break anything that's not important. Through understanding, through knowledge, through encouragement, like that. You know, in other words, it's not important. You know, that he has such focus that he cannot talk, you know, if he focuses on something else, he'll be very good. You know, so his focus is great, you know, that at this age he can be so determined that he's not going to talk. That means that he's determined to, you know, go out and preach or open a temple or do something, he'll be great.
The astrologer is very big part of the personality.
Yeah. But he said he'll only start talking when he's 13. So he'll only start talking when he's 13. So he's telling him it will be very good if he already knows English and math. So when he's 13, he can start studying the Shastra, so he can be a big preacher. Otherwise, when everybody else is studying the Shastra and becoming a big preacher, he'll be learning his English. Right. So tell him even as far as efficiency goes. better to start now. Because for us, English, math, and that are our basic subjects. They're not. The academy is here to teach Prabhupada's books and the books of the Acharyas. But to do that, you need to know English, you need to know Sanskrit, you deal with astrology and all that, you need to know math, like that. You know, in your preaching then, so that you understand what cultures and people are, how they think, what they're coming from, therefore we learn history. Not that the modern history has any value at all, but it's only so you know what people are coming from. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like that. So then you can give example. You know, like you don't give example necessary to the English about George Washington. Right? But the Americans you can, right? He was 21 years old when he defeated the British. 21. Yeah. So this idea until you're 40, 50 years old that you're, you know, then you can't do anything, that's the opinion of people who are 40, 50 years old. But it's not the reality. All those 40, 50-year-olds were opening temples and zones when they were 20. You know? So that's the position. Does that make sense? So like that, so the younger you start, the better. So he should start now. Otherwise, then everybody else is going to be ahead of him, way ahead of him. Because even though they may not be as smart, but little by little, they'll be ahead. So that's all. Just encourage him, explain to him. You know, just encourage him that this is good, it's nice, that's all. You know, no need to yell, scream, and this and that. You know.
Yeah, because I saw the daughter, spontaneously after.
But
before they was like.
But they're girls, so it's just a matter they were shy. Himi's probably shy, but now it's become an identity. Yeah, so it's fun. It's a game, you know. Yeah. So it's a nice game, but this game means you won't learn English. So that's not a great game, you know. Especially since Prabhupada's books are, you know, in English, and that's one of the major languages you can preach, like that, you know. Except for let's say like South America and some other places, English is unofficially quite a popular language.
When I joined the moon, I understood that I must know English. The first thing, otherwise. Yeah.
Like that.
Some first thing I took the books of Prabhupada, I never went to the school, but sorry.
Yeah, just no, it's good. Because in Europe,
it's the most important things.
Yeah. Because in Europe, you see it in the East Bloc, there, you know, English is, you know, popular. Russia, China, you know, India, like that. I can't say, you know what it is in Kampuchea or Laos or Burma or something, but Africa, yes. Yeah. I mean, on the only place I heard that it's popular amongst people, but it's not necessarily a South America, like there. But I think in Mexico, English is used. Another place it's not used so much is in the very southern parts of America on the east and west coast. Like, you know, the very southern parts of Miami and Los Angeles. Then it's only Spanish. Like that. Other than that, then the rest of it, it's English. You know, Canada, even amazing Canada, for English. Inuits might not be English also. That might be a problem. Did they want something? Oh, they are.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Color of eye means?
Matsya's eyes.
Matsya.
What color is his eye?
Painting. Color of his eyes. I don't know. I've never heard it describe his eyes. What color are the eyes of a goldfish? Oh, it can be any color, or it's a mix of all those colors?
A lot of colors. I mean, just pure red, pure yellow, pure green, something like this. This second one, good.
So, do you like that?
Any color.
Yeah, you know, what would look nice.
Yes. I don't know where is, you know, the Kshatriyas, when they die in battle fighting for Dharma, does that include, let's say, you know, guys in the Second World War? That,
where's the religion? Where's the religiousness that they're out there fighting?
They want to kick off Hitler, just like
but what has that got to do with religion? They're going to kick out Hitler and replace it with what? Yeah, so the point is how is that religious? You know what I'm saying? You want to kick him out and replace it with, you know, the proper, you know, religious standard. That's another thing. Does that make sense? Methods of fighting and this and that. They're methods of fighting that you... See, they're making no discrimination between a foot soldier and an officer. You know what I'm saying? Much. Some would do, but that'd be individual. You know what I'm saying?
Killing civilians.
Killing civilians or fighting in the city. You know what I'm saying? There's enough space in Europe that you can fight out in the field. They've been doing it for, you know, millenniums, you know. So why do they have to fight in the city? Right? You know, you got Berlin, it's one place, the rest of it's all forest, you know. Like that, you know, you might lose a few, you know, beer kegs or something in the fight, but that's about it, you know. You know, so they could fight out there, you know. And actually, he was actually more careful. He was fighting outside more.
Hitler,
yeah. But then when Churchill bombed Berlin, then he bombed London back. But otherwise, if he hadn't bombed Berlin, he wouldn't have bombed London. Because why fight outside? World War I, it was still fought outside, so why wouldn't World War II be fought outside? But the Allies took it into the city, so who is the demon there?
But Robert said Churchill was a bigger demon than Hitler.
Yeah, you know. It means Hitler may have been severely misdirected, but he kind of had the idea of something noble. You know, he wanted to create a superior race and do all these different...
He meant Bang Maharaj.
Oh.
It's in the Armonist. Oh. Bang Maharaj meets it.
Yeah, because they were very much into the, you know, kind of some of the Vedic, but they were misusing it. So that's misdirected. So that's demoniac. But the other was just against, you know, all the proper principles and all that. So
I'll explain that this is a mudra to control crowds.
Oh, really?
That's where he picked it up.
Oh, okay.
It's a mudra to control crowds. You see Egyptians, many people were using it wrong.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, so it's that, you know, so it's there, but the problem is it's misused, you know. So that we can't agree, you know, his method and his what he did, that's improper. But as far as his opposition to the Vedic, you know, principles or religious principles, then it appears that Churchill was more rightly situated in that platform. To some degree, I think he preferred it, but I don't think he was like that.
Because Amsaduta's father was Hitler's
father. Oh, what was that thing? Okay, as it is said, his father was a well-known chef, but I didn't say who he was a chef for. Because Amsaduta could have gone 6 burners at once in 20 minutes. He'd walk into the kitchen, and in 20 minutes, lunch was ready.
I mean, that's what I heard.
Maybe. Yeah, I would, you know, I wouldn't that. It was his he preferred that. Because as a kid, then he didn't have much money, so he grew up eating cheese sandwiches. So that was his preference. But I don't know if he was strictly vegetarian or if it was... from what I understood, he wasn't. But his preferred... you know, cuisine was vegetarian, but I think if he went to, you know, went to Italy and, you know, or went to somewhere else and was at some...
There were certain non-vegetarian dishes that he actually liked too.
Oh, okay.